This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The Bible says Job was the greatest man among all the people of the East, but he was human. He experienced reversals such as few of us experience in life. We can learn much from how he responded to these reversals and how his experience eventually enabled him to break through to a deeper relationship with God. Yesterday, we considered the material test he endured. He lost all his material possessions in one fell swoop. The same night, he was faced with the unbelievable tragedy of all 10 of his children dying in a freak storm, causing the house in which they were partying to collapse on them. Any parent would be devastated upon hearing such tragic news. Job was always concerned about the possible compromises of his children during their parties and afterwards saw that they purified themselves. In addition, he offered sacrifices in their behalf, just in case they had sinned during their partying. This time, that was impossible. Before the party ended, they were all killed. What a warning to parents and their children to stay prepared and keep themselves from careless compromise. Job did what he could. Now he grieved as any loving, caring father would. But he was careful not to blame God. Rather, he thanked God for the time he had with his children. Then he bowed and worshiped God. Wow! What an example of how to triumph when tragedy strikes. This is not a natural response, so you need to regularly prepare yourself by maintaining and deepening your relationship with God, and then rely on Him in the crisis. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.